Podcast. Hey there, welcome back to the Fun Indian Gap Podcast. If you are new here, welcome to the 50th episode of the podcast. I'm very happy that we are standing at the mark of the 50th episode, but it's actually technically a 51st episode because we had an episode was 000. So this becomes the 51st, but never mind. Welcome to the 50th episode as per the numbers. My name is Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Gap. I'm a service designer, filmmaker, and musician, and founder of a company called Futuring Now. And this is the podcast where we talk about creativity, design, and innovation. This is a small segment which I've created on the podcast, which is called Daily Ish Podcast, where I try to make a small podcast every day, or let's say every alternate day, so that I can get into habit of creating value for me as well as you and share it in the form of this podcast. This was inspired from Seth Godin's blog, which he writes every day for so many years now. So I just wanted to get into the habit, and I felt that podcast, which was already there, could be a great way to do it. So in today's podcast, actually, I do not have any specific topic which is on the mind. Usually I come up with a topic, I put them in the list, and then I tackle them as I record every day or as I record this podcast. So today I just want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. It's wonderful that this was just a thought 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I was just thinking about making a podcast, and that time the podcast boom was not here yet. And then I was just picturing myself making one. I was sketching it. I was writing down all the ideas. And matter of fact, I actually had the gear with me. So I had the condenser microphone. I had the sound cards. I had the laptop softwares, everything. So the tools were there, being a musician. But I was not making podcast, but I just kept thinking about it. And then at some point, when I moved to Berlin for some time, I was like, man, this is the time I should just start the podcast. And there's a funny story behind it, actually. The whole point of starting the podcast was, as I also have a YouTube channel where I make video. If you're interested, go to the Fun Indian Guy channel and see all these amazing videos we make. While I was making videos, I was making, let's say, one video a week. So that time, while I was going through a lot of other videos, I thought that maybe putting two videos a week might generate more audience, or there will be more people watching it. Out of that, let's say, urge of doing things, I wanted to find the best and easiest way I could put out two videos a week. And that time I was working, I was doing internship and writing my master's thesis, so I did not have so much time at hand. And I kept thinking, what can we do? What can we do? And then at that moment, I was watching one of the podcasts by Matt Dievela called Ground Up Show. He's not making any episodes anymore. I hope he starts again soon. But I was watching his podcast, and I was watching also the videos of it. And I was like, maybe I can start making a podcast, because I just have to put a camera in front of me. I all have the whole microphone system. Just put it there and start talking. That way, I'll also have a video, I'll also have an audio, and I can put the audio podcast on the platform, and there will be one more video for the YouTube channel. So that way, I can make two videos a week. And that was my, like, let's say, sneaky intention behind it. And I just sat down, started recording it, and turns out it's not as easy, because podcasts are longer, and then you also make cuts. If you fumble up, if you do some mistakes, and you have to cut it a lot of times. So the longer the podcast, you'll have to listen to it exact that much time, plus you have to add time of editing. So it was quite a long process. It's just that it was easy to just sit down and talk. But then as I started to develop the habit of talking more and more, again, there were more challenges of how to do storytelling, how to come up with different topics, what kind of things are more interesting to talk. Because sometimes you go into the zone of talking, and at some point you are like, I cannot relate to this anymore. So how to keep it real, how to keep it really free flowing, but still aligning your values and your point of view. So it was a task. And then I kept making more and more and more. And then we started inviting guests. So that was a really good turn. So I got to talk to a lot of people on the podcast. And after that, I started to experiment again, did remote podcasts because of the pandemic and lockdowns. And then, as I said, I wanted to start daily. And here we are. And actually, I'm making podcasts for the last 2 years, but we still couldn't manage to hit the 50 mark. But because of this quick, small bites, now we are reaching 50. And I hope to reach 100 soon as well. And I think I will push myself to go daily till we reach the point of 100. And then we'll see what is the next format I would like to tackle on this podcast. So it's a very interesting journey. I also want to do live podcasts where there are live audience in front of me. But you know, we are all at home, so it's very difficult. But at some point, we'll manage to do that. Having a live podcast in front of people, discussing amazing things with amazing guests. And I can't wait to do that, because talking and doing a talk show is always a fun thing. And matter of fact, I recently made a design talk show for Milan Design Week, Fuori Salone. .IT, which is a communication company for Milan Design Week. I made 6 episodes discussing and doing interviews with amazing architects and designers from Japan to Africa to USA to Norway to Spain, Italy and India. And it was quite interesting. So if you want to watch that one, go to my YouTube channel and just check out the playlist, which is called Trip of Design. That was actually the name of the show. I guess that's all from today's podcast, as it was more reflective podcasts about hitting the 50 mark, and I'm really happy about that. And I have to thank you for listening to these podcasts and staying till the end. It means a lot to me. Your time is very valuable, I understand, and you decided to put it here and you decided to invest it in this podcast is also a really great feeling. So thank you so much for that. If you want to reach out to me, share anything with me, if you have any topics in mind which you think I should talk about on this podcast, just reach out to me on the Instagram. My handle is TheFunIndianGuy. So you can just inbox me and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. I think with that, we are done for today. Thank you so much, guys, for everything. And I'll catch you in the next one. Till that time, take care, stay safe. And have fun, because that's the core of the life we have here. If it's not fun, I don't know what's the point in going ahead. So make sure you find something which is fun and keep doing it. The Fun Indian Guy Podcast.